Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Sky Kiwi is the biggest local website you probably haven't heard of. It began 3 years ago as a community site for Chinese foreign students in New Zealand and is now a kind of mini economy of its own with well over 100,000 registered users. It's also now international. One of Sky Kiwi's founders, Justin Zhang, has been in Australia for more than a year setting up a matching site, Snowpear. He's back for a flying visit and joins us now. Well, Justin, you've been out of the country for quite a while setting up the Australian equivalent of Sky Kiwi Snowpear. How's that been going?
It's been going quite well. I've been away for 14 months so far, and the website has been running for 13 months.
And it's the same basic idea. It's a community website for Chinese foreign students.
It's a little bit different from what we did with Sky Kiwi, because Sky Kiwi started with a community website and has carried on for like 3 years before we actually put news channels and online yellow pages and all that. But Snowpear was starting with a few things together, like the online community, the news channel, the online yellow page, and also the blog system and online radio as well.
Oh, right. So it's a more sophisticated thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's comprehensive.
Yeah. So what's in the news channels? Is it news from home? Is it news?
It's news
local
in
news?
Australia, but mainly targeting those Chinese audience. Yeah.
Do you think there is a problem with Chinese students somewhere like New Zealand where they actually do, they miss out on the news? Is that what you're trying to remedy or?
Is it you know, the news that you would read on the front page of the paper, or is it news that's specifically of interest to your target audience?
It is the news that you would be reading if there is a mainstream Chinese newspaper in New Zealand.
Right.
Yeah.
What is a Snowpear?
Snowpear, if you break it into two words, snow and pear, it actually means Sydney in Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah, in Cantonese, actually. Yeah. It's quite interesting. A lot of people thought, what your site is called? Snow Pea? Snow Bear? Or what? And then I told them, how do you spell Sydney in Chinese? And he said, oh, okay. Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. So initially, they're having problem to remember it. But after a while, when they figure it out, they won't forget it.
Right, and it's Cantonese, not Mandarin?
Sydney has been called Snowpear in Chinese for quite a while, and then after the 1990s, a lot of mainland Chinese people went to Australia. That's why it has become Sydney in the Chinese right now. Yeah,
and you've got, I think, over 100,000 registered users on Sky Kiwi. How big is Snowpear now?
Snowpear is 36,000 at the moment. Yeah, but considering it's only been running for like 13 months, it's a really good number.
Do you think there's potential to do this anywhere in the world where Chinese students go?
Yeah, that's what we're aiming at. Actually, we're going to combine New Zealand and Australia and maybe seek some more potential investors and then carry on and do this same thing in other countries.
Away from the business side, it's clearly been quite an emotional time for mainland Chinese in New Zealand with the Tibet backlash, which led to the pro-China marches.
Yeah.
How did that play out on Sky Kiwi? Was there a lot of anger?
Yes, there were a lot of anger, I can assure you that.
But how do you manage that? Because I imagine that's really hard.
It is really hard to manage. I mean, if you turn them down, they will say that you guys are not patriotic. And they will say that you guys don't love China at all. You guys are just maybe backed up by Falun Gong or those anti-communist parties and those kind of things. But what we do is we try to exclude these kind of topics and conversations in most of the areas and try to group them in one particular forum, just so that not everyone can see it. You know, if you feel like to join the conversation, you're welcome to go to this particular forum, but you can't just talk about it everywhere. And also for the earthquake as well, it's really sad. I mean, everybody was talking about it. But after like 2 or 3 weeks, we find that, you know, people become really depressed by talking about it every day. So we tried the same method, try to group them together. And if you want to continue sharing the information,
because that's two hugely emotional issues, one after the other.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I imagine that's the first time that's ever happened to the site.
I think it's the first time ever happened to China as well. Yeah.
Is your audience being students here? Do they have quite a different outlook to say Chinese New Zealanders, people who have come to move here, in terms of things like their views on China and the Olympics and Tibet and so forth?
We have quite a bit of mixture right now. Not many students coming to the site. I would say 50-50 at the moment. But yeah, sometimes they do have arguments about particular issues. But I would say most of our members are still, how should I say it? They, once upon a time, they were international students,
right,
in New Zealand. Yeah, so basically they share the same value and goals.
I mean, I'm quite interested to know, and it's probably quite hard for a lot of, you know, New Zealanders to get a sense of, if you're a Chinese New Zealander living here, how your views on China, I mean, obviously there's going to be a huge range of opinions, but I mean, you know, how people sort of base their views on China as, you know, politically, with being, say, patriotic or...
I guess a lot of us were pushed into the corner this time. I mean, we didn't really... Okay, after coming to New Zealand for quite a while, we get used to Western media a lot. We tend to believe that these are the real guys that are telling the truth. But, I mean, this time, Western media really did a really, really bad job. They cornered a lot of, like, the whole Chinese population, 1.4 billion people. I don't know why they did that. But it's not really wise, especially when you cut and paste all the pictures and you know, using fake material to try to swing the opinions. It's just the way I see it, it's just not wise. But and then we have this anger because we used to believe Western media a lot. But right now we have nothing to believe. I mean, a lot of the anger expressed on the internet, I can see them as stupid. Not wise as well, but I mean, when you feel not comfortable, you want to just speak something and you know, act on doing something. And I guess some of them just went on and do whatever they feel like to do. Maybe they're not appropriate, but I mean, well, you gotta let people do things.
Does Sky Kiwi ever get blocked by the Great Firewall of China?
Yeah, we do all the time.
How do you avoid that?
You can't really. But, I mean, we talked to different departments in China. We talked to, like, the news department, the government department that controls news. And then we talked to them on social security and all those kind of departments. But each time they gave us the idea that I'm not in control of this. You're going to have to talk to someone else. So it's really hard. But, I mean, we need the traffic from China, that's for sure, because that covers 30% of our total traffic. And also, a lot of our members, when they go back, they will still like to obtain information on Sky Kiwi. So, I mean, yeah, we're going to have to tone down some of the comments on Sky Kiwi.
Oh, well, good luck with the venture. I think it's really admirable what you've done. And
thank you.
You know, I hope it just gets bigger and better.
Okay, I sure will.
Justin Zhang of SkyKiwi.com there. After the break, Damien meets the king, Kapisi, that is.